Hello. Welcome to Mind Matters, My Sahana's podcast series. My name is Dr. Alka Mathur, and on this podcast, we will be discussing what to expect in your first therapy session. Therapy, or counseling, is a process that can help you heal and learn in more constructive ways to deal with the problems or issues within your life. Therapy can be used to support us during stressful or challenging times, such as divorce, grieving for a loved one, or losing a job. The most successful therapy occurs when a person seeks it out for themselves and has an aspiration to change, as opposed to being resistant or forced into it by family or friends. If you don't want to change, it can be hard to change circumstances in your life. Therapy is most helpful when you keep an open mind and are willing to do things that you ordinarily might not do. It allows you to explore various aspects of yourself and of your life in a safe and supportive environment. The first session can be very anxiety-provoking for many people. One way to alleviate this is to prepare. If it feels comfortable, you can write down some of the reasons you're seeking help. In your head, you can expand on this list, adding details and other helpful information. Some people find it helpful to read the reasons out loud so they can feel comfortable while talking about it during their first session. Generally, most therapy sessions last between 45 to 60 minutes. However, it is very important to clarify the time prior to your appointment. Various therapists have different timings for therapy, particularly for the first appointment. It's also helpful to know the cost, as some therapy can be fully covered by insurance, others may have a copay, and others may be completely private pay. Go into the appointment with as much information as possible so that you're not surprised later on. At your first appointment, your therapist will introduce him or herself and likely explain the rules surrounding your privacy and confidentiality. The therapist will want to know details of your history and background as well as your concerns and may ask certain questions that can allow him or her to make an initial assessment of your situation. Questions can include why you sought therapy. Is there a particular issue that prompted you to seek therapy? Is it something about yourself or situations that you find yourself in? It's important for a therapist to understand these issues to be able to best address your needs. Your therapist will likely ask you to tell him or her about your history. They may ask you questions about your life, your childhood, about your family, your work, and other life events that you may have had. They would also want to know your current symptoms and stressors. In addition to knowing why you want therapy, your therapist will want to know how that issue is causing various symptoms in your life. He or she would want to know what other stressors may be occurring as well. As you can tell, your first appointment will consist of much information gathering that allows your therapist to better know you as a person. Your story is unique, and the only person who can tell it is you. Your therapist is there to listen to you, not to judge you, criticize you, or tell you how to change yourself or your life. They only want to help you and help you understand yourself. Therapy is a combined effort. Be an active participant in the process. Contrary to common belief, therapists are not able to read your mind. They can only help you if you're open and honest, discussing your feelings as freely as possible. Ask questions about the therapy process and always clarify anything that you don't understand. The first session can be challenging and many thoughts may be going through your head. Try to understand these thoughts and share them with your therapist. It's also very important to have realistic expectations about your first therapy session. One session is not nearly enough to fix all of your problems or even any of them. Rather, therapy is a process that occurs over many sessions and over a length of time. There are various types of therapy available, and if there's a particular type you would like, feel free to discuss it with your therapist. It is very important that you feel comfortable with your therapist. Although most therapists won't reveal personal details, it is reasonable to ask them about their training, their background, the length of time practicing, and if they've worked with clients with similar histories as yours. Only you can decide if you're comfortable with your therapist or not. Know that you may have several sessions before you decide to commit. Many types of therapy are problem-solving and goal-oriented. Early on, you and your therapist will likely discuss what changes you would like to implement in your life and to create goals. These may be broken down into smaller, attainable goals, which your therapist can help you work on. Depending on the type of therapy, your therapist can help you understand yourself, how you react to various situations, and or assist you in finding more effective coping mechanisms to handle different aspects of your life. Therapy allows you to better comprehend and deal with the challenges that you face. At the end of your first appointment, many therapists may have a tentative diagnosis for your problem. This diagnosis can assist in creating a specific treatment plan for you and can help determine if medication may be needed. Keep in mind that this is a tentative or working diagnosis and can be updated or changed after future sessions. If medication is warranted, the therapist may prescribe it or refer you to a psychiatrist for a medical evaluation. After their first session, people can experience a whole range of emotions, from relieved and hopeful to anxious and upset. This is completely normal. You're opening up about personal details to a stranger, which can be cathartic, but also quite scary and intimidating. It's generally recommended to try a few sessions before making a final decision. You may leave your first session worried that you left out something important, but don't worry, that's what your second session's for. For more information about what to expect in your first therapy session, please visit www.mysahana.org.